Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
If you feel depressed and if you feel anxious and you feel confused, you know what? Welcome to the club.
Gazpacho, please.
Oh, my God.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
Sayonara, sucker.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. We were all just chatting about how we're really getting our self-care on today with wellness and exercise. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's my morning bar class that's making my serotonin
Shout
sore.
Shout out.
Or Trump's endorsement of Eric last night. But I feel great.
Shout out Eric.
Shout out all Erics.
All caps.
Who's your favorite Eric in pop culture?
There's my dad's little. Name is Eric, so he's got to be number one, and he's an ERIC.
I have a dear friend named Eric, so that's probably my favorite Eric in general, but the only Eric in pop culture I can think of is Eric Adams.
Oh, gosh.
And I wouldn't put him as a favorite anything, really. And he's also a politician. He's not even, I mean, he wants to be in pop culture. That's like the basis of his governing. But yeah, who are the other Erics?
Well, there's an Eric in The Little Mermaid, right? But who else?
Prince Eric.
Yeah.
I will say prominent today, Eric.
Today I did tweet, I finally tweeted the vow that I've had in my heart that I will do everything in my power to make sure Eric Adams does not get reelected.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought you were going to go in a different direction there. All
right. No.
Thought we're going to have to make some cuts.
He tweeted this morning or yesterday at a police station, and he's like, finally going to end the homelessness crisis. And it's like, oh, you're not in a...
By arresting them?
Exactly. You're not in a shelter. You're not in NYCHA trying to get more housing. You're at a police station. You're an evil man, and I'm going to do everything in my power.
You heard what you're
crazy. Influencer power.
Even if it takes running herself.
I'm going to run myself.
Mayor Tamaris.
Run for something.
There's a ring to it. Nothing is crazier to me than that. Like, being homeless is the only, like, you can be a victim. It's like a crime that you're the victim of, but you also get arrested.
It's gross.
Like, terrible. You lose your house and they're like, arrested. And it's like, no, I wish I had a house too.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to have one. Like, what the fuck is this?
Especially when you see this, like, really troubling things, when you see them all rounded up of, like, things that cities do to keep homeless people from, like, resting anywhere for long periods of time at once. It's like chaotic. So of course these people are up and about encountering the police that are everywhere.
Of course. They don't have a place to sleep. If they want to fucking stay at a shelter, they can't have any belongings. They have to get kicked out every morning. They can't have their partners or their pets.
There isn't room.
There isn't room sometimes.
There's predators there. Yeah.
There's predators there. It's fucking, I mean, but you know what, guys? Eric Adams is ending it.
He's ending it.
Yeah, the police.
Yeah, with the police, yeah. Well, fuck him.
And the Paw Patrol. Excellent. Well, of course, we have to start with this wonderful one-of-a-kind story. This story really is in one of those. It has the energy of the morning Trump tested positive for COVID. It really does reach that level to me. Mm. Former President Trump made an endorsement in the Republican primary for the open Senate seat in Missouri last night. I'll read you what he wrote. He wrote, I trust the great people of Missouri on this one to make up their own minds, much as they did when they gave me landslide victories in 2016 and 2020 elections. I am therefore proud to announce that Eric has my complete and total endorsement. So both leading candidates who Trump was considering for this endorsement and who were courting him vigorously are named Eric. And then there was like a plot twist that there's a third fringe candidate who's also named Eric. However, Trump failed to clarify which of the three Erics he favored for the seat. Now, when you two first saw this headline, did you think, oh, what an idiot, he forgot to clarify? Or did you think that motherfucker didn't want to choose, so just said Eric?
My first thought when I saw the headline was just to appreciate the beauty of the entire, just to appreciate that it
happened. Be present with it.
And how funny it is for him to just say, I endorse Eric.
Sit with it for a moment.
After sitting with it, my feeling is that he didn't know which one he wanted to choose and just said Eric.
It's a goddamn shame that he's evil because
it's so funny.
It's actually really funny. Like, this is one of those, you're saying it was the day that he got elected or the day that he got COVID. That was like, this is the serotonin. For me, this
and four
is
the serotonin.
Before Seasons was Giuliani.
Yeah, that's really Rudy's baby. Yeah, I don't Rudy's actually baby. Think that one's on. I don't think Donald was actually involved in that.
You need to give credit where it's due.
This one to me is the day that Michael Cohen testifies and Trump tweeted, I would highly suggest not hiring Michael Cohen. That is this. That is Eric.
Yeah.
that's the spectrum. That's yeah, like the range.
That is this. And then I'm also going to say, I think it's the latter because, you know, on parentheses derogatory, Trump's a huge pussy. Derogatory, and not empowering, I just remember like the Omarosa, how he fired Omarosa, and he's like, I don't know, like he's talking mad shit behind her back, but then when she was like, did you fire me? Like straight up, he was like, I don't know who did it, I don't know, like he doesn't want anyone to be mad at him, so I'm like, he couldn't pick, he said Eric, this is funny, too bad he's evil.
It's really, really funny.
It is very funny for him to do this instead of just not endorsing, which is fully an option. He could just say, I mean, he's also so like fucking weird and crazy that he could get away with saying, I like both the Erics. Great Erics. We've got great Erics. I'd take either Eric, you know, whatever. But instead, he releases this statement. And both of them, I went to their social media and both of them have been like, he endorsed me.
Repeatedly.
Which I guess they did.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess that's what he was saying, was that both of the Erics are good.
I love the Erics.
Yeah, so apparently Politico was covering kind of what happened here. And it sounds like what they say happened is that somebody in the circle, this was like, you know, Trump had set a deadline for himself, which to me is also shocking.
Sorry, there's something like so weirdly humanizing about him being like, I'm going to decide about the Erics by Monday morning. Put it in my calendar.
And then he was too busy moving his ex-wife to the fucking golf course.
He
forgot.
Oh, God. And then I guess, you know, he couldn't figure anything out. So I think somebody
in reading about the Erics. And now I don't know anything about them.
Which we'll get to why. There's so many reasons why that's so... Why, that's so funny. But somebody around him was like, you know, what if you just said Eric? And, you know, they did bother to confirm that they had the same spelling first before deciding to move forward with this. And when asked, he has not clarified. Trump, spokespeople for Trump said after the announcement that the endorsement speaks for itself.
Amazing.
It literally does not.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Like, so if he wasn't running again and actively agitating and, like, literally evil, harmful, terrible, terrible person, it would be so funny if this was just what he was doing. Kind of like,
I was like, is this why they let him on SNL?
This is why it would be great to get him... For the January 6th committee to get Merrick Garland to finally charge him so that he can't run for office ever again. Because then we just get Eric's all the... Then it's just Eric stuff.
Just Eric's
weird truth social posts.
Okay, before I make my other point really quickly, how fucking funny would it be to see that C-SPAN footage of Trump getting prosecuted on fucking TV?
Oh, like, there would be some moments.
There'd be so many moments, and that would
we would have fun.
That would be Abbott Elementary in here,
nominated for an Emmy.
Just 22 episode season. I would be there every day.
I would fucking be there. Second of all, this goes to show that a lot of people say Trump was the worst president in the world or whatever. doubt it. But it's also like he's too fucking stupid to be like he's evil, but he's too stupid to be effective. And it's blanket stupid and it's blanket shenanigans. Like Four Seasons, Total Landscaping. Ugh. It was his administration, not him though. But it was. But it's
well,
also
it's his
just
Cracker
like
Jack team, the, pa- yeah. the power yeah. of the people that he brings together, who are like, what if we just say Eric?
Yeah.
Well, somebody like, that's a really good idea.
A joke. Somebody said that as a joke, and then
you can't say anything as a joke on that team. That's one of those ones. You can't make a joke.
Let's go. What if we got him, Little Rocket Man?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Millie, like you were saying, this race was already more challenging for Republicans because than it needed to be because of one of these Erics. One of these Erics is like the nastiest motherfucker that has ever run from anything for anything. Unfortunately, it is a former Democrat who changed his registration in 2015. And then thank God, because at that point he did serve as the state's governor, but he resigned in disgrace after credible allegations of sexual misconduct. I have what he did written here. I don't even know if I can say it. It is so horrible and gross and fucked up, but he just, and on top of this terrible thing that he did to his hairdresser, just read about it.
Yeah, I'm taking a moment to read it now.
Yeah, wait. He taped her to exercise equipment?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Really fucked up stuff. And during like an investigation into this, like by his own colleagues, and I believe I might be mistaken here, but I believe a person who played a role in ensuring his resignation was none other than Josh Hawley, because this was so fucked up. So he resigned. And this isn't all. His ex-wife has also accused him of being physically abusive to her and one of their sons. And just, if you can believe it, generally unstable and coercive behavior. So the fact that this guy was running and had any momentum was like, well, fuck, this is going to split Republicans. So the fact that Trump couldn't forsake this man, could not say, well, obviously not that Eric.
But there's
crazy.
Also another bad Eric that hasn't committed horrible crimes. So it's very funny, yeah, to be like, I can't choose.
I know. Exactly. I'm like, this actually would be an easy one for Trump. To not right. go with to the go guy for, who's physically and yeah. sexually
well,
assaulting.
Well, maybe that's the issue. I don't know. When I saw Eric, I was like, oh, he forgot to say Greitens. That was my thought.
Yeah. If my back is up against the wall, I guess I'll go with the guy who isn't a horrible, horrible abuser.
I think it would be like, you know what? That looks like a guy that would bury his first wife in the backyard of his golf course to scare the rest
probably
of his
true.
Family.
To get a fucking tax break.
Oh, okay, that was so funny at the live show when Caitlin said that was the most New Jersey thing to do.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What was I going to say? Man. There was that photoshopped image of Melania. Yeah. I didn't know it was photoshopped, but they took like her like digging in the rose gardens or something. And like,
feasible. It's feasible. I mean, Eric could have been fake. I thought Eric was fake news when I saw it. You know, you never know with these people.
My thing was, when I saw the image of Melania digging the grave, I said, she's not going to get dirty like that.
I don't know, though. This is the same woman who tweeted a picture of a dolphin with the caption, I wonder what she's thinking.
And just said, would you like to say anything about stopping the violence? And she said simply, no.
And now she's saying that she didn't even know January 6th was happening because she was at some sort of event to photograph rugs at the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like involved in that. I mean, I would never put anything past her, but I just don't even think she gives a fuck enough about his first wife to even, like, I don't even think she probably cares about Ivana at all.
No, I don't think she
I don't even think she has jealousy, like, in that way towards her to dig up her grave.
Yes, it was an image that captured
the feeling,
the dark energy
that we imagine.
Absolutely.
I think she regrets the day that she met Donald Trump and, like, she didn't go for the next sleazy millionaire.
Absolutely.
She was like, I should have fucking talked to Robert Kraft instead and not this nasty motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And now she has to, like, it makes
do all the Christmas stuff. All this fucking Christmas stuff. I hate all this fucking Christmas stuff.
I hate
but
it.
I do it. I do it.
The last cherry on top of this story is that, do you know who did endorse Greitens? Don Jr. Don Jr.
Jesus Christ.
So there is a schism in the Trump family. It's just too good that they just threw out Eric and he said.
Well, Don Jr. thought he was endorsing his brother, so.
Yeah.
It could play a role in costing them this seat, whoever's going to get Roy Blunt's seat.
Missouri's tough, too, because it's like really, really red there. So it's really gross if this horrible man who's committed terrible crimes because.
It's bad. But he's one of those
I don't want that.
I'm sure there. I don't think Democrats are putting money behind this guy, and I don't know for sure like they did
for some of the other guys, the guy in Illinois.
Yeah, that one's one where it's guy, like no.
Yeah, that's like it's fucking taping women to think. No, we're not.
Yeah, there's a moral like there's a line where it's like okay, we're gonna throw some money behind this kooky guy because he's gonna lose, and then it's like this man is evil criminal. No,
but Trump was like, you know what? Keep him in the
ring. Can't decide.
Keep him in the ring.
Can't decide.
Can't decide. Fortune's
impossible decision.
Don't hire Michael Cohen and let's just go with Eric.
Yeah.
Even the third one.
It's just like, I'm going to do a video on this later, but it's like on The Bachelor when it's like this final rose goes to Ashley and there are six Ashleys, but they like let it hang for like,
yeah, and you're like
35 seconds.
Exactly.
So there are lots of primaries happening in states where abortion rights will be determined by the November elections. And there's a lot going on today. 3 of the 10 Republicans who voted for Trump's impeachment also face primaries today. So that'll be interesting. And we will unpack what happened there tomorrow. But to stay on the subject of abortion for now, a bipartisan group of senators has proposed a bill that would codify some of the protections in Roe at the federal level. Those senators are Tim Kaine, Kyrsten Sinema, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. Fun sure. group. I mean,
honestly, if they want to do it, do it.
Yeah.
If they want to do it, Kyrsten Sinema wants to get her point. If the ladies want to get their points, like whatever, right. Yeah, whoever.
And I guess Tim Kaine is sort of their
ad-hoc
guy.
Tim Kaine is there with his harmonica, just like.
Yeah, like whenever the white women need me, when Hillary needs me, I'll hang around. When these women need me, I'll hang around.
Wasn't Tim Kaine anti-abortion for a while?
Was he? Maybe he was. Maybe that does play a role.
He may have been because he was in Virginia and Virginia plays around with that stuff. But I think he's probably been pro-choice for at least a good amount of time.
Hillary wouldn't have let him on in 2016 if not. So maybe, but that might have been why. Maybe he added a sort of
like. He's been in Virginia politics for long enough that I would not be surprised if he had some anti-choice things in his record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually a tell. So this bill basically sets, my understanding is that it sets a federal baseline of rights that would hopefully invalidate state regulations that impose an undue burden on a woman's access to abortions before the fetus can survive outside the womb. So Tim Kaine says this bill basically resets to the day before the Dobbs decision was handed down, whereas they say that the Women's Health Protection Act would have gone a bit farther. And, you know, there was plenty of abortion restrictions the day before Roe was overturned that were disturbing and fucked up, people getting turned away from Catholic hospitals, all sorts of stuff that just needed to be addressed. So it's frustrating that we're sort of like desperate just to reset to the bare minimum that we had. And that bare minimum is sort of shifted. So this would let states impose restrictions after viability, except when they are necessary to protect the life and health of the mother. But interestingly, this legislation does not state when viability is. This bill leaves this up to the doctor. It also includes a conscience clause, which allows a provider to opt out of abortion services if that violates some of their religious beliefs. That is apparently something that Susan Collins wanted. So again, it doesn't go as far as the Women's Health Protection Act. I couldn't really figure out the details in terms of why, but just it basically just resets to the day before. It doesn't, you know, protect your right to not be turned away, but it lets your state basically not intervene before viability. And, you know, if doctors decide that, you know, doctors have different opinions and ideologies everywhere you go. And of course, Senator Tim Kaine admitted yesterday that the legislation doesn't have the 10 required Republican votes to overcome a filibuster. Right now it has just Murkowski and Collins. So I wonder what role this legislation plays. I mean, they already voted on Women's Health Protection Act, which failed. They didn't even have Manchin on that. I don't even know
Manchin
if he's around
also
for this.
To tank that, which thank you. Everyone, I mean, we're pretending to like Joe Manchin for the next week and a half or so until we can put this climate bill over the... No, Joe Manchin's great. We love him. So wise.
But then isn't Sinema saying she's not going to fucking vote for that?
She hasn't said she's anything. Not, but she's not saying no, yeah.
She hasn't said... She just has... She's playing a game. We'll
she's
see.
Like being, she's signaling being a little pissy that like she wasn't involved and that it was like all Why up to Manchin to write the bill.
She fucking sucks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put a prediction out that I think she will allow the bill to pass. And I actually think Joe Manchin's been doing like kind of a good job with her being like, my wonderful friend Kirsten is so thoughtfully looking through the bill at this time. Like, that's really, it's been kind of funny to watch his statements. But
it is.
I mean, my feeling about this is like, yeah, if we can get something on the books to protect any level of a woman's right to choose at this point, I support that. It doesn't go, I would have rather had the Women's Health Protection Act. I think that this bill kind of plays into the myth that like people get late term abortions because they like want them and are irresponsible, when actually like the reason that that is happening is because someone has had like a very sad turn of events. Not 99.999% of the time, my guess is that if someone's having an abortion in the later terms of their pregnancy, it's because like they've gotten very bad news and they don't want to stay there either.
We're not a person that was aware of what was happening for whatever
reason. I mean, as crazy as we all talked about it at the time, I didn't know I was pregnant was once a show. I mean, either way, I do think that this bill is like, we don't need to get into the, I didn't know I was pregnant, but
like, people crazy. With like severe mental illness, like severe substance abuse. I'm sure it can happen. Who are reasons. Sexually assaulted that like they don't know until later, and there are
That's
choices
the thing
that
is
need
that
to
I just
made.
Always
but I think 99%. It's a fucking devastating decision that has nothing to do with your state.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I think this bill plays into a lot of that stuff in ways that I don't like. But again, if we can protect a woman's right to choose on any level, I think that that's good. They don't have the 10 Republicans, so I think if we're going to be, like, agitating for anything around this, it would be for them to make a play to remove the filibuster for it, but then I don't know if we lose out on other people after that. Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah, I've been wondering, like, is this a moment that we should really hype up as, like, call your senators, even though I know they're probably not going to go for this, but it's just crazy because, like, if this, what they're looking to do now... lines up with the polling. It seems to be exactly what some people expressed issue with previously. Like, oh, but this goes farther than what the average American is down for. But we know the average American is fine with everything in Roe. And I think it's also important to point out, like, with this, if it has any chance of passing, is that having these fairly baseline protections does not foreclose our ability to have more expansive laws at the state
100%.
Level, which is what we're pushing for anyway, regardless of, because we don't think the federal government's going to do anything. This, like, whatever you're working on a state level, that's still going to matter for you and the people around you. Mm-hmm. But this matters for, like, the person in fucking Mississippi, where her state, their state's never, ever going to bother to protect them. Mm. So, like, they need something. And if this can be it, I don't know if, I just wonder if these Senate Republicans are going to pay for voting against it, and if Democrats are going to effectively, you know, message about those no votes.
I guess, I don't know if these Senate Republicans would necessarily pay in this election cycle, though maybe it could help turn out for Democrats in the midterms to be like, we have this bill. It's a really good bill. Mm-hmm. We need more seats to make it happen. Either, I mean, getting 10 Republicans is so really, I mean, the whole ball game is getting enough people to agree to flip, to do like get rid of the filibuster for it. Because I don't know how we get 10 ever. For anything, I think it has to be just get rid of the filibuster. And for that, we need, like, two.
There's this article on, like, Business Insider that's, like, about how some Republicans want to rewrite the Constitution to make it more crazy. And it's just, like...
more crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, like... the filibuster is stopping us from so many things.
I know.
And we have to play all these games. And just Republicans... don't give a fuck at all. Like, they will,
and they will get rid of it. They will get rid of it the moment that they are in our, the moment that they were in the same position as us, that it would be gone. So that's like the craziest to me, is that we just play this game. We could protect, we could do so much good. We could protect a woman's right to choose on this level. We could protect marriage equality. We could pass fucking childcare. Every, like, we could do so much that there are actually over 50 votes for, but because of this stupid rule that isn't even like, it was made up later, and it like has been in and out of favor and interpreted mm-hmm. a different way. It's just really, it's wild. It's
so crazy, because when Biden first got in, and the Senate got the 50-50 Senate got in, and they started legislating, and we started talking about what we could use the filibuster for, we were very, we were very spoiled about it. We were like, what if we could, let's just do it to do the $15 minimum wage. Let's just get it done to do paid leave. And now it's like, can we maybe just use it to have birth control? Yeah. Seems like a good path. Like, that is what's interesting is that, like, we've said before that Murkowski and Collins cannot claim to be pro-choice if they are not pro eliminating the filibuster for this legislation. Even if Murkowski would ever consider that, she's not going to during her election year. No. And like, I don't know if I would if I were her. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the thing that is tricky, is that if Democrats actually, like, let's say somehow they convinced Joe Manchin to agree to get rid of the filibuster for this bill, then I'm sure we lose Murkowski and Collins, because then they say, oh, process. Oh, no. I wanted to protect everyone, but I can't because process and whatever. So it's tricky. But then once the filibuster's gone, then we can just pass it. So
yeah,
it's,
it doesn't
like,
matter. Yeah.
And we pass it with 52 if they're on board. Yeah. 53 with Kamala.
Well, then I can see some progressives being like, well, this isn't far enough. Let's do the fucking protective.
Well, that's... Yeah, but the progressives are actually, they're actually not fucked up like that. Like,
they fall in line, actually. So I regret saying not, like...
Well, they have with the climate more than I expected. Like, with the climate bill, even though it has some of those things. But I'm sure, of course, then it's going to be. But that's also great, because then it's like, okay, we've done it. We broke the cherry. It's happened. The world didn't fall apart. Voters are probably going to be happy that happened. It's just, you know, Murkowski and Collins are not going to be the two that are going to do that to the Republican Party, which really just highlights the need to really, really, really try hard for these pickups, which Trump has helped us with by endorsing.
Yeah. Eric. Yeah, Herschel just Walker's helping us every time he opens his fucking mouth.
Do you think that, I'm like, I hope that
Herschel Walker?
Yeah. Warnock is doing better than Stacey Abrams in the polling, which is so interesting to me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, his son Christian is moving to Florida, so.
As of when? Today?
He posted this whole thing about how he's leaving the sinful state of California. Well, he's one of those Republicans. You know,
to go to Florida?
I know. But he's one of those, like, I mean, you know his, like, online presence, right? And, like, he's one of those people, like, he's mad because people, like, make fun of him or whatever at UCLA. Or not even make fun of him, but, like, don't talk to him or don't associate with him. And he's just one of those, like, typical Republican kids who are like, everyone's being rude to me. And it's like, no, when you're an asshole, people have the right to not fuck with you.
Yeah.
And,
Preach. Finally, today, Beyonce, big pop culture story. Beyonce has removed the word spaz from a song on her album after people pointed out that in many contexts, this is an ableist, offensive slur. So in some medical applications, the term spastic refers to a disability that makes it difficult for people to control their muscles. And that obviously has been repurposed into an offensive term. Beyonce's team confirmed that the lyric would be removed after they became aware of the ableist connotation. They said the word, not used intentionally in a harmful way, will be replaced. And this comes not long after Lizzo removed the same word from a song on her new album. I would say that the response to Beyonce removing this was pretty positive. I tried to mostly read what people with disabled people were saying. And, you know, there were pieces that came out after this that she should have known better. Also, especially if it seems like her team should have seen Lizzo go through this, like with the exact same
word. Yeah, I was just surprised that with the Lizzo of like, because Lizzo like very publicly had this exact same thing happen. So I was just kind of surprised that it wasn't anticipated by her. But then, you know, that was not that long ago. She might have been like knee deep in trying to get this album out. So you never... I do feel like sometimes it's like you would think she'd know, but sometimes you miss news stories. Like, but she has a whole team, so it is like 50 people missing a news story. But
yeah, know, that should like, be on their radar as like, oh, Lizzo is a peer. Is a
hey,
peer
don't we also
industry.
Say this exact same word in our album that's really coming out in a month?
And maybe there was a communications issue, or maybe nobody knew that. Maybe it was, I don't know. It seems like it should people. Disabled people should have been spared like having to hear that and having people sing it. So it really sucks, but it seems like people are appreciative of her apology. And you can really, I mean, I wanted to sort of contrast that with, you know, reactions from male entertainers when they're called out for being offensive. But what were your thoughts on the lyric and her taking it out, Millie?
Well, there is criticism that like people are only like, which I do feel like, there is some legitimacy to that of like people are very people are quick to call out a black woman that you know, like it's always like when black women do something, it's like, oh, this is able, and she's like, it's true, it's not, you know what I mean? But it's like the quickness, the swiftness, the power that people with
the insistence.
With black women, the assistance. And then that I don't see with men. I don't see with white people. I don't see with men. I don't see with black men. On one end, like, I hear somebody, you know, somebody made some argument that was like, she shouldn't have folded. Like, this is not, you know, they blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't necessarily agree with that. Like, to your point, I think that like one of the saddest things to witness as a comedian is seeing Dave Chappelle's like entire legacy. I mean, I'm sure Elise feels the same way about J.K. Rowling of like, just,
yes,
yeah, it's just not worth it.
My live show is back September 29th. Yeah. If anybody wants to hear me talk about it on stage.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's not worth it. Just change the fucking word. Who cares? You know, like it's not a big hill to die on. Like that's good. But in the other sense, it's like, yeah, but like why are, you know, like it is this different standard. And as somebody who, not necessarily with a disabled slur, but like I've experienced this where, you know, like I had a thing with like all dick is trash, you know, like that was a thing that I used to say and like had t-shirts and stuff, and a trans person, you know, like gave me a talking to and like I understood their point, but I'm just like, it was hard for me to swallow that because I'm like, you know, like different comedy brands would be like, don't be a dick or don't this or like they use dick all the time. But then suddenly when I, you know, this independent woman, you know, so like I also understand that. And that's not from a place of like transphobia or, you know, hating on disabled people. That's more of like a damn, like we're cracking down hard on who exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, but at the end of the day, it's like, who cares? And then for like, we haven't gotten to this yet, but like, the Monica Lewinsky thing is wild to me, but I'll let you bring that up, Amanda.
No, I was just going to echo your point that Beyonce obviously is very wealthy and powerful, and she'll be fine from this.
Of course.
But even when you're talking about at lower other levels of entertainment, yeah, who is getting censored? Who is too scared to say anything? Because, and this is, I hope this doesn't sound like I'm like cancel culture. Not scared because you're worried about being canceled, but I think that women and people of color are scared because they genuinely do not want to offend people, but also they don't want to pay a big price potentially for doing that. It's both. But it's like, I'm sure Eminem's album is like fucking loaded with terrible shit, but you don't even hear it. So it's
thinking, like, I was like, it's so crazy how far we've come. Like when I was a kid where people were legitimately like, it's okay that Eminem uses slurs.
R word, F word. He has like multiple songs about murdering the mother of his child and his mother, like murdering them. Yeah. Multiple songs. And then it's just like, cool.
But like, imagine a situation, Millie, where like you post a viral, like a bit of your comedy routine. And there's also a white guy that did. And somebody is like, hey, Millie, something you said is like this is why it's a little bit problematic. You would probably take that down, right? It's going viral. It's doing really well. But somebody's like, oh, shit. And you're like, it going viral would be an even better reason to remove it. White guy has like a similar issue. It's going viral. He doesn't take it down. His brand's going to grow. He's going to find all the people of that course. Want that and want that content. And so like, I'm not saying that these really important insights shouldn't be like taken seriously. It's just so frustrating. And I don't think Beyonce is going to pay a price. And I don't interpret, you know, being inclusive as paying a price, but you do see plenty of usually white men, as you say, benefiting from not having any empathy it's just frustrating.
I do feel like it's this expectation of like, well, white men don't care, or like, we don't expect this like purity from them. I see it all the time with AOC, or like people are really quick to criticize like AOC's not left enough, or the squad, or this and that. And like, I just see those same people celebrate John Fetterman. He's not in office yet, but like, John Fetterman is to the right on AOC on most issues. He's to the right of the squad on most issues, but we're not, we don't see these purity tests that they get. And it's just like that same thing where it's like, there's this expectation for white men to not be whatever, like that, you know, there's a higher, it's just like, but it just seems like can be so unreachable or so whatever, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah. And I want to clarify that I'm not saying that the standards that we were talking about to make everyone feel included and not offend people shouldn't apply to women. I'm saying they should apply to men too. And they don't seem to.
No.
Yeah. Like, it's good for them to not use this word and for it to like become better known that like, that's offensive to people. It makes them feel bad. Like, it hurts disabled people. They don't want it. I think that's a good standard for us to have. But I do feel like it's interesting that we have like learned about that standard because of two black women's work first.
Yeah.
And then another interesting layer here that sort of plays. I just texted you this with just because I really like Monica Lewinsky, She tweeted about this, the words, while we're at it, hashtag partition. Now, there is a lyric in Partition that Monica Lewinsky has said often that she was hurt by, where Beyonce said, like, Monica Lewinsky'd all on my dress.
Yeah.
And
Gown. Just so that we're accurate, it's gown. She's wearing thank a God. Gown.
She didn't let me get away with that. Jesus.
Jay-Z comes on her gown.
Yeah. I mean, I want to change it too because I don't want to think about Jay-Z ejaculating on anybody.
I mean, did you guys hear the lyric where it's like, it must be your cash because it's not your face? I mean,
Yeah.
But this is an interest. This is sort of like, ooh, no. I don't know. It's like it's not the same. I validate Monica Lewinsky's issues with that, but to bring it up in the context of a really, really upset, like a really insulting thing for a lot of people in a different category, just like didn't feel right.
No, like fuck that. First of all, I watched like multiple documentaries, and there's always those fucking splice of like comedy sketches and SNL and David Letterman and all this stuff. And all those guys are fine. She's not asking Lorne Michaels to apologize or this and that. David Letterman did that shit. Like, don't even get me started on David Letterman. Like, all this stuff that I had to find out like only very recently that he did about fucking his interns, like not hiring any women, and then post, you know, having the most misogynistic jokes on his show. And he has an overall deal on Netflix. He has this like show that has multiple seasons where he gets to interview celebrities and stuff. And it's just like Monica Lewinsky isn't saying shit to them. And suddenly she wants her, you know, and it is different. It's different to, you know, a song that was uploaded a week ago to go back and take out a word and re-upload it again while everything is streaming versus what she wants everyone to like go back. I don't know, like undownload fucking the Beyonce self-titled album, like from whatever years ago.
It's like, I know, it's like, you know what? I get that the lyric was not coming from a place of deep understanding and compassion about the Monica Lewinsky situation as we understand it today, which I like. I support us going back and like apologizing to Monica Lewinsky for a lot of things, but it's not the same as like using an ableist slur that hurts like a wide group of people. It's just not the same. And it's like, come on.
She actually replied to the exact point that you just made, Millie, because somebody said, I think it's very telling how of all of the people who have said shit about you, you decide to pick a black woman to go after. She said, seriously, I appreciate that this may be the first thing I've said on this that's come across your radar, but please consider exactly that. And of all the musicians who've done this, she was the one I was most disappointed by because I was such a fan. So I think she's probably come after these people, you know, in kind of like books before, but she almost proved the commenter's point by saying she was disappointed.
She was the most disappointed by, which is the same thing that we're saying.
So were we, like, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, but we should just examine that. It's like when you just put these people, when we put people up so high, we give them, you know, a lot to fall. And like Monica Lewinsky isn't canceled for this, but.
No, not at all. But I still think that we should be nice to Monica Lewinsky overall.
Yeah. I mean, if this were sort of
No, guys, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that, like you said, Millie, this was sort of a like, oh, this just came out. It's an error that can be rectified pretty quickly. Whereas, like, is Beyonce open to revisiting her entire library for things that are hurtful and problematic and don't need to be in out there for public consumption? Maybe, but that doesn't seem to be like a journey that she's on now. And if there are many, many more people that need to undertake that before she does, like fucking Marilyn Manson,
I don't know if you talked about that. Well, no, we don't have to.
We will. We have to dedicate a whole show to that because I think we need to prime people for what they're going to hear because I don't think people were ready for the last time. And fucking Johnny Depp and Marilyn Manson are friends.
Of course. But also like, last week, like crazier shit about Johnny Depp came out. Like more and more stuff about Johnny Depp is coming out or whatever. If back to really quick to Monica Lewinsky, if I was Monica Lewinsky, I'd just be wanting everyone to know that, yeah, whatever, I sucked Bill Clinton's dick, but he ate me out on a bathroom sink. And I didn't know that. We just know about her. He ate her out. And also, she did not have his phone number. He had her number. So
maybe that's what maybe Beyonce could make the case that that is now what she means by Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky means when a guy eats you out on a bathroom sink. That's what
it is. There we have it.
Yeah, that's what really needs to happen is we need to change what it means. We need to reclaim what it means to be Monica Lewinsky in an empowering way. Though I do think this is a counterpoint that Bill Clinton in his deposition, one of the things that he said was that it wasn't sexual relations because she didn't come. Oh, God. And so that sucks.
No, because he didn't. I thought it was because he didn't.
No, I thought he did come on her dress.
Once. Yeah, because he came on the dress and he would always go in the bathroom and come in the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm so sick.
No, I watched all of American Crime Story.
This is horrible.
All right, Monica Lewinsky, if you'd like to come on the podcast to clear this up, we would love to have you. I love her.
Who came on who, Monica? Who came on who?
These are the urgent matters of the day. That is our show for today. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow @Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.